Warning, the following podcast has outdated attitudes, language, and cultural depictions which may cause offense today. This podcast is also the sole opinion of just one person, and that person is me. So, if you happen to get offended easily, sorry. Suck it up and enjoy life anyway.
What the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me? No! Son of a bitch!
Welcome, ladies and gents, to another great podcast episode of Time for Crazy. I am your host, Cracker Joe. Stick around today because we're going to have a great show and a great frickin' time. I'll discuss shit from my daily life and my past just for laughs and see if you can relate. Don't forget to subscribe to my podcast to get the latest episodes right to your phone or tablet. So, without further ado, let's get this show on the road. Stick around. It's going to be a crazy good time.
Did he say crazy good time? I wonder how we're going to do that today.
Welcome back, you crazy son bitches. It's Cracker Joe here with another great episode of Time for Crazy. Not only that, but it's another season of Time for Crazy. And I want to apologize for taking so long. That's what the show's about. It's about me coming back, season two, me coming back to the podcast itself and exactly what was going on in my summer that had such a long delay. Well, I'm going to tell you, we're going to get to that. We're going to find out the truth behind Cracker Joe's disappearance. Anyway, I took a break from everything basically to get prepared to sell my trailer and move. Along with that, I ended up getting some sort of virus in my throat and lost my voice for almost a month, and it really sucked. And it took me about a month after that to even get my voice into normal mode, normalcy at all whatsoever, where it wasn't all scratchy and sounded like shit. But is what it is, It's over and done with now. I've moved on and sold my trailer, got better, and I'm back. I'm here to have fun. Like Cracker Joe wants to. He likes to have fun because we are crazy.
You mean?
Anyway, I brought out my Slap-a-Hole tribal instincts and ended up going to jail for the night over it. Charges were dropped later, whatever. But yeah, what sucked is some broad in my house throws my microphone and my computer. And don't think that she's going to get pushed into the wall for it and told to get the hell out and bounce and leave and bounce, get bounced. Yeah. Well, she chose not to leave. So I dragged her out of the house partway down the hallway and she walked out the rest of the way. No big deal. Over and done with. But for some reason, because I'm the male, cops want to go right after the man, even though she had it coming. And she only got pushed. I didn't hit her. I should have, could have, but I didn't. Throwing a $3,000 computer and a freaking $450 microphone. Yeah, that deserves a thumping. Doesn't matter who you are. Jesus would have done it. He'd have got a stick. So anyway, I also somehow, I don't know how exactly, but somehow managed to really piss my son off to the point where he decided to just pack up and leave and go to his grandma's house and back to living with her, which is weird considering he left my house the same way he left her house last year. Snuck out the back door with everything he could carry. Could have done better than that. I taught him better than that, I thought. But, you know, trying to teach an 18-year-old who never had any structure in his life from his mom, it kind of makes it hard to retrain them into a man and make them know the value of a dollar by getting a job in the summertime, do something other than play video games. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. It is what it was. And again, that's just life, you know. People have problems with their kids all the time. They try to sort it out and they try to make things better. They try to make things right. But you know what? It doesn't always happen that way. But eventually, they come around. Ain't that right, Mom? I know you got there. And I know you agree to that because you always tell me that anyway. So, in the meantime, I moved into a studio apartment downtown. Ooh-wee, baby. Yeah, so a brick building, all brick, industrial look on the inside. And yeah, real nice. I love it. Badass place to live. Security building, all that stuff. But living downtown, I thought I'd check out some of the shops one day. And I went downstairs and I seen these scooters sitting out there. I was like, well, shit, I'm going to take one for a ride. Downloaded the app, set up my account, you know, did my thing. Went for a ride. I'm cruising around. I'm like, man, this thing's badass. So after about three trips, you know, over a couple of days, I ran into these two guys that were later found out were deploying them for Waterloo. And I happened to roll up to them and I was selling them on riding Elbez scooters. Versus the other ones that are rough ride, bumpy, feel every bump in the road, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I was just pointing out it was a softer ride, nicer scooter, bigger platform. They offered me a job. No shit. Anyway, one day riding the scooters, I have a medical condition called syncope, where I faint. One day riding the scooter, I had a syncope episode and crashed it. Oh, man. It's that road hard. Front wheel hit the curb and I went Superman without my arms in front of me and more like dead beside me and hit the ground and slid like I was sliding into second base. Jeter would have been proud. Anyway, that's what my coworker said. She was behind me when it happened. She saw it happen, whatever. But in the midst of that little wreck, that accident, the boo-boo I had sustained was a fractured ribs, two of them, and shattered shoulder. And oh my God, I've broken bones, a lot of bones, a lot of bones. But shattering a bone, yeah, your mom. You can keep that shit. That sucks. I ain't playing. Yeah, every little move, it's like you can feel all the little pieces moving around in there and shit. It's just, ew. So, but that was a little over a month ago. And I'm getting better. I'm feeling better. My arm's just weak and whatnot. I'm going through physical therapy. So that'll be no problem. And I know everybody hates going to physical therapy. And so do I. I think they're doing a worthless job. I don't think they're doing that great of a job. I think it's just a waste of time. When I can do stuff at home, they used to just send you home with a piece of paper that says, here, do this. Oh, that was back in the 90s, 80s. And listen to me, I sound like an old fart. Oh, wait, I'm 47. I guess I am an old fart. Or getting there anyway. So, yeah, I just had... Just had little bumps and bruises all over the rest of my body from the accident. And it's getting better. So we'll go from there, fix things up. I'm back on the road soon and I'll be sitting here doing my thing, talking my shit, pointing out idiots, which, man, I got to tell you, I'm doing an episode down the road here pretty soon about dating websites and dating apps. You meet some wild, weird women on them things. And I know that they run into wild and weird dudes on whatever. But I'm going to give you the men's perspective of what we run into when it comes to you women. Because I know everybody knows what men do to women on dating sites. So let's figure out what the women are doing to the men and go that route. But that's another episode down the road. Hopefully in a couple of weeks, I'll have it up and ready to go. But I've been learning to bit mine also. Give me something to do on the side, kind of. keep my brain moving and motivated. You know, I kind of got, I got that OCD and ADHD, so I got to keep my brain moving. Otherwise I freak out. No, I don't freak out like that. I crash and I get stuck. I see 10 things that need to get done and I have no way of approaching it. I can't figure it out. I can't solve the problem. That's like putting 2 + 2 in front of a 10th grader saying, here, solve this. And he can't. That's how I kind of get sometimes. And it really sucks. But, you know, it is what it is. It is what it's going to be. But otherwise, now moving into the studio apartment downtown. And having the kids all moved out and grown, I'm a full-on empty nester.
It's so lonely.
I'm just playing. I got a couple of friends that come over once in a while, and I've got my dog, my faithful dog, my little baby, my 2-year-old Shih Tzu. She's the only bitch that's going to be living in my house from now on. That's a promise I made to myself, pretty much for the most part. You know, if it's late and you're too drunk or whatever, and you want to stay the night, that's fine. But you're going to take your ass home tomorrow and it's going to be early. But that's something that I run into issues with. It seems like it really sucks. But, you know, everybody has issues with women. Everybody has issues with men. And if you know what, if we can just get over them fucking issues, we wouldn't have these problems. Life would be grand. And some of the issues that we run into is, why can't you just be true to yourself? If you're true to yourself, then you're true to everybody that you come in contact with beyond that point. Okay. You're not putting on no fake front that you got to try and continue on for the rest of your life if you marry this person. No, because it comes back out. You're not putting on a fake front when you're going on a couple of dates or talking on the phone before you start dating. And then it comes out while you're dating, because I'm going to tell you, it's going to come out. Whether it's a female or a male, it's coming out. You ain't going to keep that shit bottled up like a genie. So watch it. Be careful. Make sure they're true. Because if they ain't true, you don't want to waste your time. It's just, it's wasting your time, remember? And your time's valuable. Because every day is the last day of the rest of your life until you wake up the next morning. Think about that one. Yeah, that shit just popped in my head. It does. Shit like that comes to my head. I'll sing a rap just off of something random song or commercial on TV. You know, I gotta be crazy. I gotta be goofy. Do you know what I'm saying? I know my homie out there knows what I'm talking about. Okay. So now we're gonna move on. Because I did do one thing. I bought myself a car. Yeah, I bought myself a Kiss Portage, man. Those things are fun. It's a smaller size SUV, but with like the handling of a Camaro. I mean, you can zip around these fucking roundabouts and corners and shit pretty quick in this car. But not only that, but it's got that manual slap shifting shit. Yeah, that's fun. You get up on the road on the highway and just flip it over to manual, drop it a gear and just floor it and you're gone. And for a little 4-cylinder, gets good gas, saves me some money. But not only that, a little 4-cylinder's got a fucking turbo in it. Yeah, shocked the hell out of me too. I like it. I'll be dodging everybody. Anyway, I've got the urge to speed racer, NASCAR style or whatever. Every time I get into the damn thing, I'm thinking Tokyo Drift when I'm going around corners. You know, I got it all in my head when I'm zipping around town in that thing. I don't care if I'm just going to the doctor's office, going shopping or what. It's fun. I make it fun. Turn that music up.
get my driving music going and roll with it. So
had a boo-boo with my dog. She broke her leg a while back, thanks to me. Actually, I had a syncope episode and fell on her. Almost had a syncope episode. I got really lightheaded and dizzy and almost went down. And when I did kind of go down, I landed on her. Now, I broke her leg and it was an expensive surgery. I got it done. But then when it was come time to take her cast off and she was fine, she was going to be healed and walk around on her actual foot. About a week or two later, she jumped off the couch and I noticed that she kind of made a little wimp. Well, didn't faze me at all. And then I noticed she kind of was babying it a little bit. So I called the vet, took her in. Guess what? Broke the damn pen. Broke it. How in the hell is a little 6-pound dog break a pen? I mean, it must have been like one of them little things that holds a watch clasp. You know, them thin ass little needle pins. Because it sure the fuck wasn't anything surgical steel. I mean, a paperclip would have been stronger. But so she got her cast put back on after having a second surgery. And we go in on Monday and hopefully find out if she gets it all. I can't wait. I'm excited. I know you dog lovers, animal lovers out there should be excited too, because it's really fun seeing your dog run around on all fours. So, but anyway, I'm just going to kind of wrap this up a little bit, make it a short session. Just to let you know that season 2 is here. I am back. Sorry for the hiatus being so long. I do want to tell you one thing's for sure. We got some great shows coming up. I'm going to be discussing dating. I'm going to be discussing, family again is going to come up. I'm also going to, bring up, moody people and we'll keep it there. All right. So, don't forget, don't move around yet. Cause, I got one more thing for you.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's that time. Keep that what the fuck. And my what the fuck is, why are people nowadays, I know because of the pussification of America, and that's one of my shows I did earlier, you should check it out. But why is it that when you give your fucking opinion to somebody because they asked for your opinion and you give it to them, they ask you a question and you answer your opinion and they fucking hate you or no longer want to speak to you. They judge you instantly on being a piece of shit because you voted this way. You swing that way with politics. You believe in this. You don't believe in that. You know, I got to say one thing to all you opinionated motherfuckers out there, and that's fuck you from the Cracker Joe. Because I'll tell you what, if you're going to base your opinion on somebody's beliefs, whether it's politics, religion, or the law, or just fate in general, life in general, if you're going to judge them based on their opinions, then you're what's wrong with this country. You are not only that, but you are the lowest of low people when it comes to mentality and when it comes to being a real human being, period. Oh, human being. I didn't say male, female, black, white, red, green, brown, blue, or orange. I said human being because we all are fucking human beings. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody ain't perfect. And everybody has their own opinion. And a part of this country that our soldiers, past and present, have fought for is for your dumbasses out there, too, to have your opinion. But some of us
nicer, more legit human beings don't kick you to the curb because of your opinion of something. I don't care if it's Ford versus Chevy or Trump versus Biden. If you got an opinion, that's fine. But when you ask somebody else nearby their opinion and they give it to you and it's opposite of yours, that doesn't make you right, doesn't make you better, doesn't make him right or better, that person right or better. But it does make you both have an opinion, and that's something you should be proud of living in the United States of America, because it's the soldiers who've paid for it, past and present, fought for our country, gave you the right to have that goddamn opinion. And if you can't respect other people's opinions because of what's been going on, you're what's wrong. And you might as well just take a rope, hang it real high, tie a loop around it, around your neck, and jump off a bridge. Because getting rid of you people would make this country and this world in general a whole lot better. Because one thing I can't stand, and most people out there are starting to not stand either, is ignorance and dumbasses. Because this country's turning into too many of them. People are whining and crying and being babies about bullshit that they shouldn't be whining and crying and bitching about. It doesn't matter what you think and what your opinion is, that's on you. Doesn't matter if you go home, have a beer, or smoke a joint, that's on you. It shouldn't be up to the government to tell you what you can and can't do. Oh, but you're at the bar, you can only have a beer and a half because then you're too drunk to drive home, according to our machine. That's bullshit. Regulate too damn much. Now they want to take guns away from everybody. Why? So they come after you later on and you ain't got nothing to fight back. What are we going to do? Go after the army and militia or military and shit with bats and crowbars and sticks and rocks? Yeah, good luck with that, bud. This ain't going to happen. I mean, it's going to be bullshit. Yeah, it's going to be bullshit. We're going to be screwed. So anyway, if you have an opinion, I salute you for it. But you shouldn't judge other people based on their opinions. You don't have to run away from the person or basically tell them to fuck off. You can be a human being about it and be polite and just say, yeah, well, difference of opinion, blah, blah, blah. But this person may have 10 other qualities that you like. And you're going to throw that in the trash because he's got a different opinion or she's got a different opinion? That's bullshit. You're ignorant. Get the hell out of here. We'll live in Serbia or some shit, you know? Germany. Hey! Go after the happy people over there. You ain't going to find very many of them. Sons of bitches. Anyway, thanks for sticking around. I don't mean to cut this so short, but I got to roll, baby. And rolling is what I'm finna do.
Alrighty, people, let's not forget that your comments and suggestions are pleasingly welcomed, and they are what keep me going and motivated. You can leave a review on my website at www.timeforcrazy.fun or any of your favorite podcast listening platforms. Feel free to like, subscribe, or follow my podcast for more great episodes, no matter how you listen, Apple, Google, Spotify, Facebook, YouTube, and many others. Drop me an email at hostcj@timeforcrazy.fun or visit me on the web at www.timeforcrazy.fun. Thanks again for listening, and don't forget to swing back next time for another great episode of Time for Crazy. I am your host, Cracker Joe, reminding you to keep it real and keep it crazy.
All right, folks, we have come to the conclusion of another wild episode of Time for Crazy. Thanks for sticking around, and don't forget to subscribe to my channel to get the latest episodes right to your phone, tablet, or your PC. Stop back next week for more crazy fun on Time for Crazy with your host, Cracker Joe. Have a wonderful week, and remember, stay crazy, my friends.
Are you itching for a good story? Laughter among friends, maybe even a mystery or two? Well, you're in luck. Firebreathing Kittens is a standalone Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Each episode is a separate 3-hour long story, like a movie for your ears, so you can listen to these adventures in any order you like. So join us on a real play D&D quest as we solve mysteries, attempt comedic banter, and enjoy friendship. Firebreathing Kittens podcast, fantasy, action, mystery, friendship.